This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Hurricane Milton. I'm Michelle Franzen. The time to evacuate has passed for residents in Tampa Bay and much of Florida's west coast. Hurricane Milton dropping to a Category 3 with winds of 120 miles per hour, but still a dangerous storm, officials say, that will bring catastrophic storm surge and life-threatening conditions. ABC's Jim Ryan is in the hurricane zone.
2 weeks ago today, Hurricane Helene brushed Florida's west coast, bringing dramatic storm surge.
That was 4 to 6 feet. And that was more devastation than I've seen in my life.
Now, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says
Milton is bringing the possibility of bringing twice as much storm surge here.
An 8 to 12 foot surge that threatens to inundate any one-story home in its path. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Tampa.
Florida's governor warning Milton will wreak havoc as it barrels across the state. Tornadoes have already been confirmed today. President Biden says he's deployed federal resources to the region. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Lead pipes cause all kinds of health problems for Americans. In Wisconsin yesterday, President Biden announced a new rule to require local water systems to get rid of their lead pipes in 10 years.
Saving hundreds of thousands of mothers and infants from low birth weights and children with lasting brain damage. Protecting more than 1,000 adults from premature death from heart disease every single year because of lead.
The president was in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Emergencies can happen at any time, and emergency departments nationwide need to be prepared to treat patients of all ages. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital is committed to providing the best care to pediatric patients and has been officially recognized as a pediatric-ready facility by Wisconsin Emergency Medical Services for Children. Wisconsin Emergency Medical Services for Children has designed the Emergency Department Pediatric Recognition Program. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Superior Monday to kick off her Business Leaders for Baldwin Coalition. Senator Baldwin was joined by Mayor Jim Payne and a number of business leaders focused on supporting small businesses across the state. Senator Baldwin is facing a challenge for her third term from Republican banker Eric Hovde. Wisconsin's Senate race is one of the most consequential in the country, potentially shifting which party controls the Senate if Baldwin is not reelected for her third term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And, we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be part of this fine production, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in studio with me. He is formerly with the Progressive, of course, with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign back in the day, and author of 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Thank you, Matt. Just working hard on the board for all of our radio needs. 855-75-CIVIC. Bob Woodward wrote another book, man.
I don't know how he churns these out. I mean, he must be 90 years old, too. And he's got the best sources in Washington.
He just keeps going. Now, according to Axios, he reported in his book that during the early days of the pandemic, Trump sent scarcely available COVID-19 testing machines to the Russian leaders for the Russian leaders' personal use. Woodward also reported that Trump and Putin have had as many as seven personal conversations since Trump left office in 2021.
I mean, both of those things are kind of crazy.
It seems a little crazy.
I mean, the first one on the COVID tests, I mean, we were all desperate for COVID tests here in the United States, and he's sending them over to Putin. I mean, he's just kissing his behind.
Uh-huh.
And then
kind of shows you the priorities of Trump at the time.
Just trying to ingratiate himself into Putin's good graces. And then this other thing about having seven phone calls with Putin after he's in office, when he's out of office, I mean— there is the Logan Act that says if you're a private citizen, you can't be conducting foreign policy. So what's he doing calling up Buddy Putin?
He was just putting his line on the Packer game, man. You know, I mean, you got to call the bookie, and maybe he was just talking about, you know, sports or something. What could it possibly be? No big deal. And Donald Trump knows what the Logan Act is because he accused John Kerry, former Senator John Kerry, of trying to, talk to Iran to keep them in the nuclear deal back when Trump scuttled that.
And speaking of the Logan Act, there is Trump is bragging that he would violate the Logan Act, essentially, when he says, as soon as I'm elected and before I'm inaugurated, I'm going to be, you know, ending the—
I'll pick up the phone.
I'll make three phone calls and three wars will end all of a sudden.
That's amazing. What a talent. You know, I wonder if he's able to do that and you cared about humanity, why wouldn't you just do it now? Why wait? I mean, if you got that ability, man, let me rephrase this. If I, Matt, had the ability to make three phone calls and stop three wars, I would do it right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I wouldn't wait for anything. I wouldn't wait for an election. I wouldn't wait for the sun to fall. I'd do it right now.
But he doesn't care about the casualties. I mean, in that regard, he's the same as Netanyahu, and he's the same as the Hamas leader. I mean, they don't care about these casualties because it's serving their interests.
It serves the interests. Now, Trump campaign spokesperson Stephen Chung said Tuesday that the allegations, again, made by Bob Woodward in the book, that Trump sent the COVID testing machines to Putin and they had seven phone calls. He said those allegations were made up stories and called Woodward a, quote, truly demented and deranged man, unquote. A little bit more here. The Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told Bloomberg in a written statement that we've also sent equipment at the beginning of the pandemic, the outlet reported Wednesday. However, the spokesman from the Kremlin denied the reported phone calls between Trump and Putin, describing the allegations as not true. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, hard to know what the Kremlin's playing there.
Well, it's hard knowing. Who do you believe? Stephen Chung and the Trump campaign, or Trump, or the Kremlin? I mean, I'm not sure who is worse.
You know, I'll believe Woodward on this.
Yeah, I believe Woodward as well. 855-752-4842. We do have some sound from the Harris campaign on this, but let's get to Dick. He's been very patient on the lines. Welcome, Dick. Happy days, man. What do you got for us?
I was originally going to talk about Bob Woodward, too, but Matt brought up something earlier about Tommy Thompson that struck a nerve with me.
The former governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
That introduction last week, the Foster Brooks introduction out in Wanakee, it was just ridiculous. And when you brought up the money in politics, it all ended with Citizens United in my mind. And I remember talking to relatives then on Easter in 2010 when Walker was running. I said, this is going to be the end of everything if this Citizens United goes through or if this guy gets elected. But then about a year or two, I met a guy that, man, I bet you knew, Bill Krause.
Sure.
One of the nicest people in the world.
He was chief of staff to Governor Dreyfus.
He told me, I got to meet him, and he was so cool. He says, you know, I told Tommy Thompson, this guy, this was when he ran the first time in 16, because Bill died in, I think, 19, he goes, this is the most toxic guy you could ever imagine. You don't want to touch him.
Yeah, and Bill Krause was a great man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
And he also worked hard on gerrymandering, raising our attention to that issue.
Yes.
He was one of these vanishing species, a moderate Republican, really smart. Yep. Former insurance executive who helped Dreyfus get elected and then was chief of staff for Dreyfus.
He actually squired John F. Kennedy around the state back when he was running for president.
And then in retirement, he was on Common Causes board, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Really good guy, Bill Krause.
He was.
And he was a Republican. Is that what I'm hearing from you guys?
Yeah, and he warned Tommy Thompson. Tommy didn't take the warning, I guess, Dick.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Are there any moderate Republicans left that are still within the party? I mean, obviously, we know that as soon as someone speaks out against the holy leader, that they're ostracized from the MAGA and they're called rhinos immediately and shall never, ever again, darken the doors of the Republican Party. So in that regard, do you think, are there any?
I think, Dale Schultz still calls himself a Republican, I believe. He was majority leader of the Republicans in the state house. Todd Albaugh used to work for him.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Any currently elected Republicans moderate?
Yeah, I think that's harder because they can't say it in public. At least they don't think they can here in Wisconsin. I mean, Mitt Romney's, he's lame duck. He can say it now. But, I mean, if you want to stay in power, and that seems to be the driving impulse overriding any moral considerations whatsoever of every Republican politician. But look at Tommy Thompson. He's not in power right now.
Yeah.
He's not going to be in power in a Trump administration. He's got more money than he ever needed. He's getting on in years. He's got to look at himself in the mirror in the morning. I mean, what the hell, man?
What's in it
for him?
That's what I'm saying. Do you have to take him for his word that this is right, that Donald Trump should be the next president of the United States? And Tommy Thompson, doesn't that go to your credibility? And then I got to ask you, Tommy, how did he do last time? And I don't think he did very well.
And it may just be kind of, I'm team Republican. That may be all it is. I'm Republican. I'm always going to be a Republican, But what about Liz Cheney and what she had to say?
Exactly, exactly. And over party. Yeah, I mean, that's a thing.
Doesn't that mean anything to you? I mean, at some point, I was hoping that more people of conscience high up in the Republican Party would be speaking out right now. And I mean, You know, shame on them for not.
But then the question has to be asked and answered then. What is a Republican now? What if someone says, I'm a Republican, well, what does that mean? Are you a mega Republican? Are you a regular a conservative Republican? Are you a Reagan Republican? Are you a mega Republican? How then they go to the philosophies. Okay, national debt. You know what I'm saying? The things that they used to claim about national security. Well, if your guys having phone calls with Putin, who's in the middle of a war that we're arguing about supplying and sending weapons over there, it seems a little contradictory to our foreign policy goals. Call me crazy, but that would seem like back in the day, if that were a Democrat doing that, that some Republicans would have a problem with that.
Right. I'm just straight out of George Orwell. They're our enemy yesterday, they're our friend today, if our leader says so.
So it's not national security. Don't buy that for a minute. It's not law and order. It's not law and order. I mean, just look at what happened on January 6th and those folks that have been convicted, and some of them are very serious crimes. Some of them very serious crimes.
Beating up police.
Damn. And you're going to call yourself a law and order, the thin blue line party? No, I'm sorry. And then Trump says if he gets in, he's going to pardon all of them.
Right.
All the patriots, you're going to get pardoned. So I don't buy the law and order, at least not in that circumstance. It would seem to contradict their traditional, what I would consider a traditional philosophy of the Republican Party.
It's not an ideological attachment, except maybe on taxes. You know, if you're well-to-do or in the top 1% or 0.1%, you know, you're going to get a tax break.
Everybody wants lower taxes. I mean, is that a driving philosophical issue?
It's a selfish issue, though. And some people vote selfish.
And my concern for them, and I do have concern for them, for you MAGAs out there, is.
I mean, I think there's the MAGAs who are in the cult, and then they're, kind of mainstream Republicans.
Either way, I
vote Republicans and I want my tax break.
Either way, but what happens, and maybe the ones that are in the cult will get the worst of it, because nothing ever happens good with Donald Trump. He destroys everything he touches. He destroys every relationship he's ever had. It will end poorly
right.
for those who are carrying water for Donald Trump.
And he doesn't care about them. One of his former aides said he calls them basement dwellers. I mean, you know, in private, he jumps all over them.
Exactly. I mean, this is your dear leader. So maybe the MAGAs that are out there, the low propensity voters that just want to be able to, you know, talk a little trash to the quote unquote government. You know, hey, maybe getting involved would be, you know, we are self-governing. And when people don't, we get people like Trump, or when those who are low propensity or those that are not necessarily informed. And if you're down, if you want to stop all immigration and kick out, you know, all the brown people, then perhaps Donald Trump is your guy. And if that's your one issue, okay, then you got that guy.
Or sometimes it's just, you know, it's my sports team and I want to own the other team. I want to own the libs. And they get off, you know, with that. I mean, it's not much deeper than that for some of these folks.
I guess I'm not one to talk, man. I mean, I've voted for Republicans, I've voted for Libertarians, I've voted for Democrats. I mean, I get that. I just think now in these circumstances, we're not talking about lower taxes. I mean, you know, taxes are a thing. But listen, folks, you're not going to be a billionaire, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And those folks that are taking advantage of our system right now, because of that, because of people like Donald Trump and that policies that they have, they're adding to the driving up of the national debt. If those are your concerns, well, maybe those corporations should start paying their fair share. Maybe those billionaires and millionaires should start paying their fair share.
Quaint idea.
I mean, call me crazy. I think Kamala Harris has some thoughts like that. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. We do have some sound from Harris on the Colbert coming up.
Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
right.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothfeld in studio with me. Jess is on the board, and we're going to need Jess's help here in just a moment. We talked about the Bob Woodward book that's coming out, saying that Donald Trump sent COVID machines over to Pooty Poot while he was president, and then also had at least up to 7 phone conversations with Putin while he was out of office after 2021. Now, the Kremlin denies the phone call part of it, but, you know, I guess time will tell. The Harris campaign, though, they jumped all over this. I believe we have an ad from them.
Yeah, we do.
Didn't take them long, is it?
No. No.
Let's hear the rapid response Harris campaign ad regarding Trump and Putin.
Trump will always choose Putin over the American people. And now we have evidence. A new report that he secretly sent Putin COVID tests while withholding them from sick and dying Americans.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Who will Trump look out for in his second term?
I think I could have a very good relationship with President Putin. I'm not disavowing that he called me a genius.
It's not you.
It's not you, it's him.
Matt, I think it's a good ad. It's a powerful ad. And it reminds me, you know, Trygve Olson, who's from the Lincoln Project, who's on Todd Albaugh's show a lot, says there are two kinds of Republicans who may be switching teams and voting for Kamala Harris right now. They're the Dobbs dads and moms, the Republicans who have daughters who are concerned about their daughters, or for that matter, their granddaughters, abortion rights. Freedoms, and then there are the Republicans who are anti-Russian, which we've all grown up with. You know, the Republican Party was the most hawkish party against Soviet Union and against the Russians after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze, right? And Rocky Balboa, man, versus the Russians. I mean, it was don't forget, of course, a Rambo with the Russians and James Bond with the Russians. Yeah. It was always the Russians, man. It was us against the Russians, and all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, we're buddies with the Russians.
Oh, yeah. I got a great relationship.
So that made appeal. I mean, I just remember Ronald Reagan tear down that wall, or Ronald Reagan said something really stupid when he was rehearsing for a press conference. We're going to attack Russia in 10 seconds. That was his mic check. And I'm sure that didn't go over well in Moscow. But, you know, for a while there before Reykjavik, before they had almost an agreement to get rid of nuclear weapons, Reagan and Gorbachev, it looked like we were going to come close to a nuclear war with the Russians, which no one would have survived. And so This idea all of a sudden that the Republican Party, which was the tough party against the Russians, is now the buddy-buddy with Putin.
Or all of a sudden, the lap dogs.
Yeah, so this ad may appeal to that cohort if Trygve Olsen is onto something. He's a pretty smart guy.
I don't understand how such claimed fundamental beliefs can be just cast aside so quickly and so easily because you're candidate like Donald Trump. I mean,
what your leader tells you.
But is it really a core philosophy then?
No, I mean there isn't really a core philosophy among the Trump supporters, and it's just whatever Trump wants. I mean, that was the platform 4 years ago.
The platform. There was no platform. It was, hey, Trump's our guy. That was it. And that didn't work out very well for them.
No, and I'm hoping it's not going to work out well this time around. I got to believe that there are huge numbers of young women who have never voted before, who aren't counted in the polls because the polls only count registered voters.
My daughter voters. Among them.
Yeah, this is 18 to 24-year-olds who have never registered before. Those votes are going to go overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, and they're not reflected in the polls right now. And I got to believe there are a lot of moms and grandmas out there who are independent and maybe moderate Republican who can't stand Trump's style, his language, the way he treats women, the way he speaks about women, and his policy on abortion, who aren't going to go along even with their husbands if their husbands are Trumpites. So, that's why I think Kamala Harris is going to win. But I look at these polls and I shudder. And I don't know what's happening to my country or your country or the listener's country. What kind of country are we living in when half the people in this country are ready to vote for this guy who's such a horrible human being, the ugliest of ugly Americans, and basically, a megalomaniac, narcissist, and crypto-fascist. I mean, I don't know how to put it any clearer.
And guys like this and people like this are scattered throughout history. This is nothing new, necessarily, this mentality, this strongman kind of thing. Right. I mean, that's what Donald Trump likes. What I don't understand is how we, American citizens, us everyday people, can look at this environment and say, oh, yeah, that's totally right. Sure, they're eating the pets. That's not happening. But okay, yeah, the lasers are making the storms and they're directing it. That the same people that say the government is bloated and bureaucratic and can't get anything done are also the same ones saying that we're so efficient and ahead of our times that we're using Jewish space lasers. I don't want to say we're Jewish space lasers.
What do you mean? She said Rothschilds were doing it before, so it's got to be me.
Matt, I knew it was you the
Matt,
whole
you've
time.
Matt, you've been in charge of the space laser. Yeah. It was my turn.
I got to plead no contest.
I only get it 25% of the time. 855-752-4842. Do we have time for the Lincoln Project ad? How are we doing?
Not in this segment.
Oh, damn.
Next segment.
So I put this. This is on us, man. This is on
totally
humanity. This is on us, you and me and the folks around us. That we allow. If someone says something stupid, we don't call out. I think that's on us. If you're afraid to be in an uncomfortable situation, I'm talking about an unsafe situation. I'm talking about an uncomfortable situation when someone's saying racist and bigoted and anti-Semitic things. You call them out on it.
Right. We got to do that, and we've got to make sure that the people we know are registered to vote and have a way to get to the polls and are going to vote. That means our kids, if we've got kids of voting age. That means our parents, if our parents need help getting to the polls. It means, bring a couple neighbors with you. Help people, drive them to the polls. Knock on their doors, make sure they have a way to the polls. We can't just vote ourselves and be content that we did our job. We're not doing our job until we bring everyone we can to the polls.
Get your voting plan and make sure everyone around you has a voting plan. And given the storms, Helene, and the damage is done in South Carolina, some of these more conservative states, and what's going to happen in Florida, there's going to have to be, and I would not object to, some modification to help people make sure they can still vote.
Yeah.
I mean, if what do you do in these circumstances? And it is a national emergency, and I'm pretty sure the Republicans will be fine, altering quote-unquote voting rules to let their folks vote, but, do it during COVID and drop boxes then. Oh, it's a communist takeover. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We're going to come back with that Lincoln Project ad, plus VP Harris on the Colbert.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments today in a case over Governor Evers' line-item veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Wisconsin governors have some of the most sweeping veto powers in the nation, but justices seemed unsure if or how they should rein them in. College students are bucking old trends for low voter turnout. There was a 14 percentage point jump from 2016 to 2020. Young voters say they're motivated by issues like the environment, reproductive rights, and gun safety.
We've been seeing significant numbers of 18 to 24-year-olds now voting in not only presidential elections, but in midterms.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heisinger Report. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Village of Muscadet will host a free e-recycling collection event this Saturday from 8 to 11 on Morrell Lane. The electronic recycling event allows you to dispose of your electronics safely and responsibly. Carla Doudna, utility clerk for the Village of Muscadet, invites everyone to participate.
When I say anybody, it doesn't matter if you're in Wauzeka or if you're in Platteville, Prairie du Chien, you're in Sauk County, Vernon County, Dane County, Iowa County. We really want to promote it to let people know that if you have something that you need to get rid of for free, everything that you bring is free of charge, that we want you to bring it.
Doudna urges you to bring in anything electronic you no longer use. If you plan to bring a battery-operated item, you are asked to remove the batteries. The free e-recycling collection event will be held Saturday from 8 to 11 on Morrell Lane in Muscadet. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? Stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low close to 40. Mostly sunny into tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s to near 80, and low 80s and mostly sunny Friday. Then much cooler for the weekend, high upper 60s Saturday and around 60 and breezy into Sunday. Currently it's 72 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Rothschild still in studio, just still on the board. And we promised you the new Lincoln Project ad. Matt, I know you were fond of this one. Let's roll it out for the people, if you would please, just cut number two.
This is a hospital scene. A woman on a gurney in a hospital.
It didn't need to end this way, Dad. You were so excited to be a grandfather. When you walked me down the aisle, those were happy tears. College, high school, sports. I could always count on you. You were my protector, my hero. You always made me feel safe, loved. Like I was the most important person in the world. But it turned out he was more important.
The fact that I was able to terminate Roe v. Wade after 50 years of trying.
Each one of those abortion bans includes strict legal rules, rules that are designed to be impossible to comply with. How does a mother who is dying in a hospital bed get to a courthouse to prove to a judge that she's dying?
You will no longer be thinking about abortion.
You knew what he'd do. You knew his politics would end my freedom, my rights.
Wait for it.
My life. You chose hate.
That's an intense ad.
Wow.
I have full body goosebumps.
That is just...
Yeah, it's really intense.
That's something.
She mentioned, the woman mentioned sports, and on the video, there's a young woman playing soccer, and that got to me because I was coaching my daughter's soccer team. So it really tugged at me. But yeah, it's a really intense ad. That was Lawrence O'Donnell's voice there in the middle, too. But this is a really effective ad from the Lincoln Project, aimed directly at the people we were talking about right before the break, the moms and grandmas and the dads, the Dobbs dads, as Trigvi Olsen calls them, the dads who have daughters who are, of age to get pregnant. Yeah. And what happens if they get pregnant? And what happens if something horrible happens to them? Because this guy brags about getting rid of Roe v. Wade and maybe our next president again if people don't vote the right way.
We had a caller on, usual caller, CJ, coming on in Maggie's show 2 hours ago asking about what restrictions do you believe in? And the simple fact is, when you install those restrictions, women die. Because you can't get to the courthouse. You can't prove at that point. It needs to be a decision amongst a physician, a patient, and a care team.
Prior to sepsis.
Prior to sepsis. Sepsis can be very hard to treat.
Yeah, and very fast to die.
Yes.
So, and people and women have died. I mean, this is
not a hypothetical.
No, yeah, exactly. This is reality. And that is, I'm sorry, man. I'm just kind of blown away by that ad.
Yeah, it's intense, isn't it?
It is.
It packs a real punch, and I think it needs to be heard by as many people as possible.
855-752-4842, the Lincoln Project, lighten up the former president as well-deserved.
Yeah, and if you were just listening to that and you were affected by it, as we all were, you can Google you choose hate over me, Lincoln Project ad, and you'll see the ad. It's also called the Daisy ad. And take a listen, share it with your friends.
Oh man, it's just heartbreaking.
Put it on Facebook.
Just heartbreaking. 855-752-4842. All right, on a lighter note, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, she's not doing any interviews. Well, she did the 60 Minutes, but now Trump wants to sue 60 Minutes because he's Trump. I don't know what his complaint was.
Yeah, I mean, that should get rid of. He didn't do interviews. He went on 60 Minutes.
Check him.
He went on 60 Minutes, the hardest show there is to go on. And they did ask hard questions. I mean, Whitaker was asking her, who's a black anchor there, was asking her, and you know, what do you do about this country when this you call this guy a racist, and so many people are still voting for this guy you called a racist, and kind of trying to box her in there because she doesn't want to say, you know, people are a bundle of deplorables like Hillary said.
Right, that didn't work out well for Hillary.
No. So she was pretty smart. I thought I watched the whole thing. I thought she did a great job on 60 Minutes. I thought she's done a good job on every one of these places she's been. Maybe on The View, she shouldn't have said, you know, I can't see a single thing I wouldn't have done different than Biden. But all she had to say is what she said just a second later, which is, you know what? Here's one thing. I'd have a Republican in my cabinet, which I think is a good thing. I mean, Ever said he'd have a Republican in his cabinet, too, but he didn't follow through.
Well, if he finds one worthy enough, he'll certainly have one. The 60 Minutes and Donald Trump's apparently his campaign, they acquiesced, they said yes, and then they said no, and they gave, you know, varying reasons why. And now, of course, they're hacks and they should have their FCC permit pull. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe he'll do that if he gets elected.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think there is an actual specifically like news permit you get. You know what I mean? That's not a thing, but thanks for making it up, Trump. We know how you like to, you know, think things up. What's he called? Jumping from one topic to the other. It's the swing. No, it's come on. No, nobody.
Musical chairs.
You know how his mind works. He's very
popcorning.
Genius. Very, very capable genius. However, VP Harris, not on the 60 Minutes, on the Colbert, a little lighter, perhaps. Let's hear what she had to say. This is regarding the Putin information. Cut number one, please, Jess.
This man is giving COVID test kits to Vladimir Putin? Think about what this means on top of him sending love letters to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, he does have this love affair with the authoritarians.
Why?
Viktor Orban.
I don't
Putin.
He
loves
get that.
The strong men.
I don't, but.
Xi, I mean, he said, you know, President Xi of China, he's president for life. Isn't that a cool thing? Couldn't we do that here? I mean, this was him literally when he was president of the United States.
That would
States.
Be great. I love it when the president of North Korea stands up. Everyone else stands up. Everyone's very respectful. Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be dead.
Otherwise, you die. And we don't do that here, Trump.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not ever. If I have anything to say about it. Once again, Harris on the Colbert. Let's hear her thoughts about the issue of misinformation. We've been talking about that a lot lately. Let's hear what the vice president had to say.
There's a lot of misinformation. And I beseech you, I beg you to please not pay attention to it, because there are a whole lot of folks who are there to give you help and aid in terms of the immediate aftermath and what people need to do in terms of getting through the height of this emergency and this crisis, but also in terms of long-term help.
Yeah, I mean, if they're listening to Trump or they're listening to Hovde, people aren't going to call FEMA, get in touch with FEMA, because they think there's no money there left.
You believe that? I mean, there is actual repercussion to that. Literally, if someone believed what you were saying, Hovde, And they would be qualified, could maybe do something and said, well, because I heard Hovde say it, or I heard this guy say it, heard Trump say it, heard somebody who I believe and respect and think they have credibility told me FEMA's broke.
Yeah, I can't get shelter. I can't get my house rebuilt. I can't get food. I can't get water.
Lost in the wilderness. I'm doing nothing. When there's actually help that could be there for them. There's a consequence to believing the lies, not just a joker on the bar.
Yeah, it's almost criminal, really, what they're doing here.
Oh,
and Harris had a comment on that as well.
Let's play the next one.
What just upsets me so is the idea that any politician would play political games with these folks, with people who are in the midst of such suffering, loss of life, loss of their homes, loss of normalcy, and then for the sake of political gain, tell these lies in a way that is meant to make people distrust the help that is there for them to receive.
You know, when you're someone like Donald Trump and his ilk, you don't see suffering of your countrymen and women, of your constituents, of your fellow citizens. You see a mark. You see an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, to be kind, he's a hustler and a con man. To be not so kind, he's a sadist and a clinical narcissist. Take your pick, but he doesn't care about people. There's no empathy there whatsoever.
He can't even
he cares about
it.
Person.
One person. His person. Mm-hmm. The most important person.
Mm-hmm.
The best person.
855-752-4842. Once again, Vice President Harris out making the rounds. Man, she was on The View. She was on 60 Minutes. And she's on Colbert. Here's what she had to say. We talked a little bit earlier, the updates. Milton coming barreling down. Sounds like it's going to do the worst damage in Sarasota. So there's, I guess there's less people there than there is in the Tampa area. But either way, Florida is in the eye of the storm right now. Let's hear what Harris had to say, cut four.
I ask anybody who is watching, if you are in Florida, in the predicted path of this hurricane, if you got a family member who might be, you know, thinking they can wait it out, please get in touch with them. Tell them it's not going to be like the ones we've seen before. Please follow your local leader's instructions. And if they're telling you to evacuate, grab your stuff and get out.
I'm looking at CNN right now. Over 250,000 customers in Florida are already without power.
Wow.
Wow.
And this thing's not going to even, the eye won't even cross the beach until tonight.
Yeah, it's just starting.
A little bit more from the vice president on Colbert. I wonder if Trump's going to go on Colbert. No? he was on Laura Ingraham. And I didn't have this, and perhaps we should pull this sound maybe for tomorrow. Laura Ingraham. And you know how she does these interviews with Laura Ingraham and Hannity, these friendly folks. And these friendly folks give him every opportunity. The whole dictator, remember the dictator right. conversation? That was Hannity saying,
you're not going to be a dictator.
Right,
you're not going to do it.
You wouldn't do something like that. You preps him up for like 40 seconds.
Total softball.
Yeah, total. And, well, just, and he couldn't take it. I don't know if it's in him, he couldn't read the room and understand what was happening.
Of course
he couldn't. Or he knew what was happening. He didn't want to do it because no one tells Trump what to do. I'll be a dictator for a day.
Yeah, there's that. And he wants to be a dictator.
there's that. But on the Laura Ingraham, she was doing the same kind of thing, giving him an opportunity. Like, you're not going to persecute and jail your political oppressors, are you? You wouldn't do something like that, would you? Well, you know, a lot of people think I should.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he won't take those cues.
He cannot. He won't. And he certainly won't go on 60 Minutes and get fact-checked, which he should. He doesn't get that on the Foxy, not don't call it news. He won't go anywhere where that would happen.
No, and when he was fact-checked at the National Association of Black Journalists, his staff cut the thing short. We got to go.
That was embarrassing.
Terrible.
I mean, just right off the bat. Well, you didn't even say hello. I mean, what dude? What?
After you actually hear them say hello to, that's
God forbid a journalist ask a tough question.
Well, and it was a great question, and he you know provided the typical Trump answer. But thankfully, we have a competent vice president on the Colbert. Let's do a little bit of policy here. The taxes cut five.
We have to agree that teachers and firefighters and nurses should not be paying a higher tax rate than billionaires in the biggest corporations.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, socialist, communist, Marxist.
I mean, it is crazy when the tax code is letting the richest people in the world and the richest people in this country get off paying less than people.
And the only reason
people are working hard 40 hours a week.
We're sitting here as a divided population, jumping from one foot to the other, trying to navigate the lies and trying to navigate, you know, the circumstances in which we are living in. We got people like Donald Trump. You know, just breathing air into the fire. There's foreign actors that are love to see through the social medias and their influences us at each other's throats because that's when we're weakest. You know, that's when we're weakest. And so for that very reason, when people aren't paying attention or they're not dialed in and they're worried about other things, what happens? Well, the rich get richer.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, that's the game. The rich win.
Rich win. I don't want to be rich. I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. No, I don't. I spend all the money, man. That's what it's for. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. A few more on the other side with the vice president on Colbert and some of your calls, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in studio with me, just on the board. One last segment. Matt, you brought this to my attention. I did not know. Happy birthday to John Lennon.
John Lennon, born October 9th, 1940. One of my heroes.
Man, and this song is one of my absolute favorites of all time.
Yeah, this is supposed to be played at my funeral whenever that happens.
Yeah. Not for a long time, man. Not for a long time. We're playing Vice President Kamala Harris went to the Colbert. We have some texters on the line. We talked about the taxes. 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. They want to start a class war, says Jim. We've been losing a class war ever since Reagan. The words you're looking for concerning Trump's speaking style, says Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids. The weave.
Oh, yeah, the genius weave.
Yeah, it's weaving. It's the old weaving.
Bobbing and weaving.
Yeah, stick and move, baby. That's how we do it. Another one from Andrew from Maine. Do you think Trump will accept FEMA funds when Mar-a-Lago gets wiped out by the next hurricane? You know, it's amazing how quickly the megas and the Republicans are all down with the socialism when it's their house that gets hit by the hurricane, or they're down for the socialist firefighters when their place goes on fire.
Right. That's the hypocrisy. You know, they think, you know, let's be rugged individuals. But sometimes you need government. You need government when there's a terrible natural disaster like what's happening in Florida right now.
We, the people, are the government. This is us. This is our concerted efforts as free individuals exercising self-governance.
Right. We're a community. We take care of each other. And one of the ways we take care of each other is through the government, because it can provide things that the private sector can't do. In cases like a hurricane, for instance.
We, the people. A little more from the VP on the Colbert. Do we do the affordable housing one? Let's do that one.
No, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Part of my plan is to work with the private sector, with builders and developers, to build 3 million more homes by the end of my first term, and to give first-time home buyers a $25,000 a down payment assistance so they can just get their foot in the door to home ownership, which is the fastest and the most efficient way for people to build intergenerational wealth.
I thought you didn't have any specifics.
No, none of that. And that is, I mean, that's aggressive. That's a hell of a goal to be done. And there's a lot of red tape to get through, but there is a housing shortage. She's addressing a very specific need. And you may not like it, but that's a plan. Couple more from...
Not a concept of a plan.
An actual plan. Putin is Trump's friend? What? Cut 7.
He thinks Vladimir Putin is his friend. What about the American people? They should be your first friend.
Right. Go. Right. Yeah, but they don't lavish praise upon me to the degree that I deserve.
Yum.
A couple more from the vice president regarding Milton's hurricane hitting Florida. Let's do 8 and 9 back-to-back, please, Jess.
Sure. These are not from Colbert, but they are relevant.
Already, we have sent more than 1,000 federal personnel to be on the ground in Florida to assist with what needs to happen in the state to prepare for this hurricane, and we will continue to scale up those efforts.
Or as
many
Trump
of you, I know, are tough, and you've ridden out these hurricanes before. This one's going to be different. And so we ask you that by every measure, understand it's going to be more dangerous, more deadly, and more catastrophic.
Or as Trump would say, they're not doing anything, and the shelves are empty.
But this is someone who knows how to manage a crisis, and she's talking calmly but very dramatically about what's about to happen and where people can go for help, and that's what you want out of a leader.
Well, let's compare it to some of the classics from Donald Trump. We have The Purge, and we also have the Bad Genes quote. Your pick, Jess.
Let's start with Bad Genes, eh?
Yeah.
How about allowing people to come through an open border, 13,000 of which were murderers, many of them murdered far more than one person, and they're now happily living in the United States. You know, now a murderer, happily. I believe this, it's in their genes, and we got a lot of bad genes in our country right now.
And what should we do about that, huh?
You know, when he said that, I remember the eugenics experiments that the Nazis were working, and there's an incredible book called The Nazi Doctors by Robert J. Lifton, if you want a pretty, not an easy read, but an incredible book. And that's what he's about, eugenics, with this bad gene stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Total racist. Let's hear about The Purge.
You know, these are smart, smart people. They're not so stupid, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day... Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. It's a chain of events that's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately.
I mean, that's one sick individual right
there. That's some twisted stuff.
Yeah, and I just want to say, if you're listening to the show and you're considering voting for Trump, how do those comments sit with you? Is that really the guy you want to vote for? Is that someone you can be proud to vote for?
I think some folks are down for The Purge, man. They see the movie and they think, wow, that sounds crazy. That sounds great. And much like those that were advocating for the Civil War, those that would think doing a purge is a great idea are the ones that think that nothing will ever happen to them.
Yeah, I've got to believe we're a better country than that.
I agree with you. Matt Rothschild, we are a better country. Thank you for making this a better show. Appreciate you coming around. Jess, thank you for all of your hard work today and this week. Folks, stick around. Pete Schwabba, The Nightlight, is coming up next. And I believe Earl Ingram Jr. will join me tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe, Florida.
Imagine all the people sharing.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alma Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.